I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sweet. Fuck you.
It's a blushing podcast.
Hey.
It's a blushing podcast. It's a blushing podcast. It's a blushing podcast.
Hi, Blossoms HQ.
Before I start, I just want to say, I'm sorry, Neil.
HQ.
It was an intrusive thought that took over. That wasn't that good. I thought
It's quite loud today, aren't we?
When you said Neil then,
yeah,
it reminded me of Neil Buchanan.
Neil Buchanan.
He started adding everyone on Facebook. Someone made a fake Neil Buchanan.
Did he start again?
Heart attack.
He started adding everyone at Mile End.
Did he end up doing Silly Bank? It was a different guy then.
I think he looks similar. Did he kill himself?
No, it was rumoured.
Was that Mark's bait?
That was Mark.
Let's make it a thing. Where is Neil Buchanan? If anyone knows,
please write in.
How are we?
Good. Yeah. Good.
All right. Yeah.
Very good.
Feeling good.
Nice and iPhone.
Productive week.
In studio.
In the studio. So I feel like we're on a bit of a high from that.
Tracks sound great, don't they?
Yeah, tracks sound good.
Thus far.
Mm, yeah.
I've been in London over the weekend.
Haven't you?
What have you been up to?
I went to watch a theatre show.
Yeah.
Went to watch Plaza Suite, which has got Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick, a
HD.
Real married couple. Yeah, of
and
Sex
you,
and the City
and
fame.
And you went as a married couple.
And I went as a married couple, yeah. No, it was good fun. Katie's a massive Sex and the City fan, as am I. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, what about the show?
Cozy.
Show was boss.
Less of that, please.
See what you did there.
Thank you.
No, it was good, yeah. Had some boss gran. On the other days and came back yesterday. Yeah, lovely time all around, I would say.
Nice. I went to watch a film yesterday with Sophia.
Yeah, you told me. What was it called again?
It's called like Wicked Letters or something like that.
You can take my segment if you want, because I don't have one.
I went to the cinema as well.
Hit the segment.
Yeah, then
Josh
segment.
On demand, but by we'll bring the live.
Joe
on
demand.
It's changed to Joe, huh?
So yeah. First, go on.
I went to watch. Do you know what? Should I find the actual title?
Yeah, I think you need to. You need
no
to go.
Spoilers.
No.
I went to watch. Went to the cinema.
Yep.
I watched Wicked Little Letters.
Yep.
I think it's called,
with Olivia Colman.
Yeah, really, really good. It was like I'd only see. It was first of all, and I said this to you yesterday.
Yeah.
The runtime was 1:40.
Don't get that much these days.
How
you?
Good's that?
Mm. I was going to say that. That's I nice. Do think. Films are becoming too long, I would say.
Yeah, I can't sit in a cinema that long.
I think there's time and place for like a block, like a, what did you call it? Like a monster long film, but not every film needs to be that long.
Like I watched Oppenheimer, I thought was all right.
See, that's what you'd, I haven't seen it, but the hype and what it's about, that sounds like it should be that
long.
Yeah,
it was. But where is the Flowers of the Killing Moon or whatever?
The Scorsese one.
I was like, that didn't have to be that long.
Do you think it's
a good film though? I still enjoyed it, but I enjoyed it because I think if I went to a cinema and watched it, I'd be like,
these films are always long though. Goodfellas is long, Wolf of Wall Street is long.
But that Goodfellas, Wolf of Wall Street, mint films. Yeah. Like, whereas that one, at the end of it, it's like it's good, but I was a bit like,
bit too slow burn.
It just
to be
didn't
that
need
long.
To be that long for me.
So,
but, yeah.
So you enjoyed the fact it was 1 hour.
1:40. I was like, bang into that. True story, or based on a true story, but means for you reading up about it afterwards. Really interesting.
What would you compare the film to in vibe? Or not? Is it very original?
It's pretty original. She's hilarious, isn't she?
Olivia Colman.
Olivia Colman, yeah. Like I was listening to her on Radio 2 the other day and she was making me laugh on that as well.
Yeah.
Like, cozy face, isn't she?
She was saying something like, she was like, the guy, I can't remember who was interviewing her, was saying about Botox. And she was like, oh, I've had loads of Botox. And they were like, oh, have you really? She's like, yeah, loads of it. And then she was like, then he was like, oh, is it uncomfortable? Does it hurt? And he went, of course, it's needles in your face. Saying that, and yeah, I was like,
so
it's
peep
fucking,
show.
Yeah, I was like, it's class that. Yeah. But it was, but yeah, no, it, honestly, it was, the dynamic between the two female leads is amazing. I can't explain. I don't want to go into it because obviously I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
She's got to be one of the most versatile actresses ever, hasn't she?
Oh, she's amazing.
She's in everything.
Considering
good.
How, like, you know, where she started and where she is now.
Where
and all
did
that.
She start? What's her story?
She's in The Office, isn't
Office,
she?
Office, yeah.
Like, she's in that Midland Web look. She's in Peep Show.
Proper British stuff, innit?
Yeah.
And then worked her way up to Hollywood, Broadchurch. Man.
A few of them people.
Broadchurch was boss.
Fucking class.
A few of them people are in. Blast from the past.
A few of them people like Olivia Colman, like if you watch like the old Offices or like Peep shows, you see loads of actors in who like,
gone on
pop
to
up
make
across
it,
like all of them, like
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They went to uni together, I think, a lot of them.
But yeah, some like that as well. But yeah, honestly,
rating.
I'd rate it. Oh, do you know what? I'd go. It was funny as well. It was like it was really funny.
Don't
I was
be
really
shy. Just
the story.
Say what you think.
9.5.
Wow!
What's it called?
Wicked Little Letters.
Wicked Little Letters.
I'm going to watch that with Kay.
Yeah,
Miles, what did you
that's
watch?
What I was going to say. I was going to say, if you, do you know what I mean? Like, I went with Sophia and we had just a really nice night. Dead short, dead
better
sound.
Than a shit night, innit?
Better than a shit night.
Unless you need a shit. Yeah, went to watch Iron Claw.
Zac Efron. Yeah, Jeremy Allen White.
I've heard
called a biopic?
Zac Efron.
When... I don't know if it's a biopic where it's like a historical.
The Iron Claw.
Something happened, yeah. It's like a real story.
It's based on a true story again, isn't it? Yeah.
So it's a biopic, yeah. Really well done. I really enjoyed it. Wrestling. Didn't really know much about it.
I've heard a few people saying they didn't think much of it, went to watch and they're like crying and shit.
Yeah, it's really, deep. Really sad film, but it's really good. Really, just liked it. I don't want to, it's hard to say much about it,
yeah,
but it's about
but
like a. Like a family of wrestlers and they're all like a load of brothers and they all like, you know what I mean? Like the 70s and early 80s, mid 80s, like being like wrestlers and shit like that. And, you know, shit happens and it's good. I would rate it. I'd rate it. Do you know what? Probably about an 8 out of 10.
Nice.
Yeah. Good solid number.
Yeah. I mean, I walked out and I did that thing where I was like, right, best get back into the car. Parking's about to run out. Do you know what I mean? So didn't watch the credits, went out and I was like, you know, you get transported from like a really emotional, like fictional world in your mind, and then you're just going into a car park. And I was feeling a bit dazed. Made me dazed.
Oh. It's like it's similar to when you like, I went to see Top Gun 2 last year or something like that, and I got back in my car feeling like I was in the cockpit of a F-16.
I mean,
fuck you now.
There's some excuses for your driving, but I don't think that's one.
It's not the best, is it?
Well, no, I actually recommend it. It's like something I didn't ever think of, like wrestling or anything like that. And Zac Efron did really well in it. It's got him, the guy from The Beast,
sure,
in
sure
it.
He buzzes off that priest.
On the what?
The bear.
The bear.
Beast. That's why I said it.
The bear. He's in it.
Jeremy Allen White.
The Beast.
He's doing bits at the minute, isn't he?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you know what? While we're on the topic of him, I see so many similarities with him and... Gene Wilder.
A lot of people say that, don't they? Yeah.
R.I.P.
Is it a thing that
he's a ringer, isn't he?
Because as soon as I saw him, I was like, "That's fucking Willy Wonka, Gene Wilder."
You're off your bleeding nut, Wonka.
All these mannerisms and everything.
Charlie, my favorite quote. We always
quote.
Me and you
the
quote
first,
that film a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Curio.
There's three of them now, isn't there?
Yeah. Do you know what? Have you seen the latest?
Oh, the one was with Chalamet.
Yeah, we went to watch it, didn't we? It's not. That's all right. It's not. It's like, is it set before
set
Willy
before
Wonka?
When he's younger.
We went to Everyman.
Yeah.
In town. Good.
Yeah.
After the footy one time, me and Tom were just like...
Did you? It was good.
Yeah. A few pints.
Not just me and him.
You still us?
Not like just me and him going to the cinema.
What's wrong with that anyway?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
We didn't
do that.
I'd go to the cinema with you anytime.
We've been to the cinema.
We
watched The Revenant, didn't we?
We went
to Stockport.
No,
yeah, like
film.
8 years ago.
That's a film.
Yeah, yeah. It was like 3.5 hours long, and I was having like borderline
scene.
Panic attacks in there. It was really weird.
That beast scene is good.
Is that what we did? Do you remember we went to the cinema?
You're being dramatic.
No. I'm pretty certain that they changed the frame rate in certain battles, but I didn't know if it was my eyes doing it. So it went from 24 frames a second to like 60 for like a few seconds, and it proper sent me under.
It wasn't just marijuana, was it?
Yeah, probably.
No, I was going to say.
I'm looking at you.
I'm sorry.
We've had some news this week that Apple have launched basically Where's My Thing Ring. So I want to get your take on the thing.
I'm just glad someone's doing it. Like I am.
Are you not annoyed that they've stolen your idea?
Look. I'm getting my bathroom done. Do you know what I mean? hopefully. So it's just, for me, investing in something like that, I'm all right. Do you know what I mean? They can take the idea that I came up with first.
But you should be, do you not think you should be owed something?
Nah.
It's amazing that they've created a fully developed product only 2 weeks after Miles
exactly.
I mean, to be fair, at the moment it's
if
not,
anyone
it's
can
not,
do it though it's them innit
nah,
they
moment,
haven't actually done it though they've the just moment, shown
it's
not, the picture
it's called Apple Ring as well it should still Apple still prefer Apple where's,
ring
my thing ring.
Where's my thing ring yeah
Apple Ring
I mean I still think it's a shit idea
you'll be fucking you'll be it in a year you'll be like ah see my new ring you'll fucking buzz off at you
no I wouldn't
you would you're well gonna get one of them
I'm not
no you'd be walking around
you'll wear it on his thumb
walking around like this
it's not at all me. Where's my?
Because
you said the idea of where's my thing ring for you is to find out where your things are.
Except
you lost.
But
it's not, no, that the Apple one they've announced is actually the one I said they probably couldn't do, which is it's like it records your steps, does your heart rate, and does it's all
just
health.
Just
it's nothing
watch.
To do with where's my things. So
no,
that's probably
but
why
you definitely could do that. I just lose things, but that is definitely a feature where you just go like that, and then you get your fucking phone. Charlie?
Can you imagine getting down on one knee and
the thing ring
and proposing with the thing ring?
Is that your plans?
Jesus Christ. Just change the subject. Quick.
I mean, if someone proposed to me
where's my thing ring?
A bit of tech.
That's good actually, yeah.
I'd be like, it's also a bit of tech.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but you fucking, come on.
Will you track your steps with me?
Should we talk about our proposals just quickly for a laugh?
Proposals?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's
I feel
nice.
Like you've got insights into
who wants to
the
go
psyche.
First?
Like, should we go in order? I went first, didn't I?
So, Set the scene. Set the time.
I'll just be quick. I don't want to spend ages doing this.
Well, this is why I've got a long story anyway.
Romantic as ever, Tom.
Mine was Christmas Day. And in a dressing gown, and I just give it as a present. 20? Yeah, into 21. So I give it as a, wrapped it up as a present.
What were the words?
I didn't say anything. I give it as a present.
Just like, there you go.
Yeah, obviously then thinking she'll open it and understand what's going on. And she did. And then she was like...
Didn't you say, are we fucking doing it or what?
I was like, are we doing it then? We're getting married.
I said something like that.
She said, Kate said, at least get on one knee. So she made me get on one knee next to the bed and I did for a laugh and that was it. So mine wasn't, it feels like it's quite me to be fair.
I remember when you FaceTime everyone individually, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And
I was like,
I remember
a bit
just
early.
Being overwhelmed with emotion, probably because I'd been out the night before.
Yeah, yeah.
I was still coming down
off
it. But no, it was nice. Yeah, nice
it
was moment.
No,
though, yeah.
No film crew for it then, Tom.
Sorry, Joe.
No, I thought not.
It's not
do you know what? In reality it was.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was, because it was COVID, or like, yeah, it was COVID, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I would have done it in New York, I think, in like our favourite restaurant. I would have dialed up the romance slightly.
It's that thing though, isn't it, where it's like one or the other.
I'd made my decision,
you know what I mean?
It was COVID, I was like, just do it on Christmas Day, because then you do start to build it up in your head.
There's something about doing it in complete privacy that I think is really sweet though. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a moment that just you two were there.
There's a lot of charm in that.
There's something nice
yeah,
about
it. It felt very charm.
I feel like you can actually.
It wouldn't be me doing
show.
It in front of like loads of people.
Yeah,
no,
but
no
I'm saying that's what I mean. If you're in New York or something like that, in your favorite restaurant, you are, aren't you? You're doing it there. Don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose.
Selfie stick in front of the Trevi Fountain is not you, is it?
No.
That's nice. Yeah, I did it arena gig. That's what I was going to say, actually. I was going to ask you, did you get Katie?
Not my business, the building.
Did you get Katie a Christmas present as well?
Did I fuck?
that.
You're joking.
No, yeah. No, it's a joke, innit, between like girls where they say like it's a cop out. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a cop out to get out of like.
I don't think it's a cop out. I think that's sensible.
No, but it's the cop out to get out of a difficult Christmas present. Do you know what I mean?
Like three Christmases in one.
That's what I mean. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, it was good. Do you know what? Off the scent a little bit,
yeah,
you mean?
That's
maybe
what I
can't remember, it's a few years. I got like a shit wrap up.
Did you get like a wrap up as well and go,
not a shit wrap up?
And then, like, you know, when he picks up that one, you go, no, don't open that one first.
Stocking filler.
Like, imagine the ring and then like a fucking pair of socks.
Yeah.
Pair
of socks.
Cute. I did it at arena gig in Manchester for
after
a few reasons.
Headlined.
Already there, aren't you? So,
well, I did it because that is where I first saw Sophia.
Yep.
Me and Tom went to Arctic Monkeys with a few mates. We saw her there and I was like, she's well fit.
It was just me and you there.
Oh yeah.
Did you have that thing where
it was 2013?
Do you only hear about like your parents meeting and it's like, I saw her in a pub and I said, I'm gonna marry that woman. Was it like that? No. That's so OG, isn't it? How OG is that though? No, but it is though.
You saw her.
I'm gonna marry that woman.
It made an impression on you.
Yeah, but,
you
know. I saw her and thought, wow. To be honest, I saw her and thought, well out of my league.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then the band became Sex Pistols and I thought, I can do this now, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, do you know? But I was like, yeah, and then like I say, I saw her there and thought, oh, and then we did a gig. I saw her at the gig and made a beeline for her and just said going for a drinks afterwards, and then there we go, the rest is history. But yeah.
Arena felt fitting.
Well, yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
And you wanted to do it. I think once you've made your mind up in your head, you're kind of like, okay, what's the event or somewhere I can
do it?
Yeah,
I liked, well, and I wanted to do it, so I did it. Obviously, I didn't do it on the stage at Arena because Sophia would fucking kill me if I did that. It's just not us at all. I did it in like a room in the back, just on our own.
Janitor's room.
I took her in and went,
toilet.
Oh, Sophia, come here. And we went into this like, it was just an empty dressing room and I sort of got down on one knee. And said, well,
start crying.
Well, I had this big thing you're playing, like, oh, do you know what I mean? Blah, 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 where we met. And I had this big like thing that I was going to say. And I just got in the room and said, are you married? And just started crying straight away. And then she cried, and then we both hugged, and then.
Lame.
No, that's nice. That's really nice.
And then we came in.
That's probably why they did it in private.
Like, hey, and then we had the champagne.
Because obviously we knew.
Yeah.
What you were doing.
But honestly, fuck me. I was shitting myself. The gig, anyway, is our first like arena gig on our own. So I was shitting myself for that. The whole gig, I was shitting myself.
You're like, why have I decided?
I was like, I'd never plan that again like that. Like, just two massive things on the same day. I was like,
positive.
But yeah, I love that, and I love the arena for that. When we were there the other day, I was like, oh,
hard hat.
It's got. You know what I mean?
It's got a place in
your heart.
It's
very poignant in my life.
Yeah.
The AO Arena.
AO.
AO. Go on, Miles. Yours.
All right.
Yeah.
Last one now.
Thinking about it for a while, and I was like, me and Emily really like Glastonbury, so I was like, do it at Glastonbury.
I remember.
However, I planned it not with much time leading up to it. I got like a custom ring made, you know what I mean? And he was like, I'll get you done in time.
Where's my thing ring?
Yeah, where's my thing ring? And the ring was ready like 2 days before I went to Glastonbury. Hid the ring in like, because we were playing in like one of my jackets. So that was a bit anxious, just in the fucking truck, the ring. And then got it off out the dressing room. And then, yeah, put it on a hot dog. Everyone was there. I didn't want to tell anyone because I wanted it to be a surprise, because it would be more pressure than if everyone knew.
I remember.
But then
you
I told
the
your
dog.
Dad at the Killers because I was bladdered. And he was like, you're looking forward to Glastonbury? I was like, no, the only thing to look forward to. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, now he's like, what do you fucking mean? He like cornered me. So I was like,
to put it into context, obviously Miles lived with me for a little bit.
Yeah.
So like we've got like a brother relationship, and obviously my dad's your dad.
Yeah. That's it. So, but then luckily,
the fuck do you mean?
But then like, cause we were staying in a tent, they got like a load of like nice, like decorations and stuff. And like they told everyone and everyone was there, weren't they? I put it on
watching
the hot dog.
Watching Billie Eilish.
Yeah, watching Billie Eilish. Put it on the hot dog. Necked 2 pints of beer, literally in 5 minutes. Cause I was like, bit nerve wracking this. Pissed on one knee. Give it her. I was like, do you fancy it then? And she was like, yeah. That was it. That was literally it. Yeah, it's his own vibe.
Romance, eh?
Do you want to flip this around? Do some negative shit now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Negative YouTube coming.
Yeah,
love it.
So, going in strong. This is on. I think this is on. Us playing at Transmit, I think.
Which year? 21. When I'm in the Bellafraud jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Sunny.
At
Sunny.
Michael McGrath 707. Sorry, 7. Jesus. Michael McGrath.
Prank call.
7087. Just commented negative. that was quite creative, though.
Well done.
Then Karen here says, Blossoms have lost their way.
Loss. Wow. That's the way. It's quite scathing, that one.
What video was this?
Transmit. Playing right. Careful. 2021.
I don't really get that, because Blossoms have lost the way. It sounds boss live. Careful.
This is on the former Twitter, now X.
No, wait, what did you say? X, formerly known as Twitter.
This person says, if you want to laugh the shit out of nowhere, I suggest watching Blossoms to boost up your day.
That could be a positive though, couldn't it?
What's that in context with, Josh?
You know what? It could actually be in relation to the podcast. I've just realised because it's a recent tweet.
I feel like that's positive.
It probably is, isn't it?
That's positive Twitter comment of the week.
I found another on X here.
Don't have to look far on there. Probably.
This is from 2018.
That was the last tweet, wasn't it, that we got?
Yeah. Cheers. It says, "Hi, we're the Blossoms from Stockport. We're a band from Stockport. Our name is from a pub in Stockport. We're all from Stockport. Come see us play a live show in Stockport. Watch our music video filmed in Stockport. Our album cover was taken in Stockport." Stockport.
Yeah.
Thought that was pretty good.
I remember that at the time. I was like, touche. Fair play.
Yeah, I remember seeing that and laughing. Didn't we go to New York and do the album cover?
Yeah, can't do.
Yeah.
And then the music video was fucking Japan.
Yeah, we were like, right.
Fuck
you. Get the point.
But yeah, there's just a few there for a laugh. Anyone else got any?
I've not actually looked.
I'm not getting any negative ones. All good.
Well, move swiftly on then.
Yeah, no.
Where was I the other day? Might have been the Jolly Set. No, where was it?
Hello. The Swan.
The Swan.
Yeah.
Swan Tunes. Fucking great pub.
And we all just kind of moved into the back, didn't we?
Good vibe. So love that pub.
Went to the toilet, went in the front room. And there's a bloke there, sat on a stool on his own. He's got a black shirt on, black shorts, black socks, black boots, and a whistle in his mouth. I thought, this cunt's going to kick off in a minute.
Fucking hell.
I thought you'd tell something.
Did you?
As soon as you started saying that, I was like, where's he going?
What's this now? It's always
moving on.
Chaz's dad jokes. There needs to be a section.
Where's that
this.
From?
What? The dad joke?
Yeah, yeah. There was a story behind it.
Don't reveal my sources.
I thought of something the other day, and I don't know if we spoke about it before. When you were younger, what age was it when you actually thought, oh, I want to be in a band?
This is real, and I've not mentioned this to anyone before because I forgot about it for a while.
Okay, here we go.
But I remember
this is so
knobhead. This is proper dickhead. But I remember in year 8, walking down the field in school, and I'm not saying that I am. I remember walking down the field in year 8, looking at everyone and going, I'm going to be different one day. I'm going to be famous.
Whoa! Did you put the comma in your head as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Well done.
Wow.
Dickhead.
You actually thought that?
I remember that. How dickhead is that?
No, do you know what?
No. Do you know what I mean? Why? Delusional. Delusional. It's proper dickhead.
You manifested it.
That's what I'm saying. I think there's something to be saying about when you really want something. If you fully believe in your head.
No, there's none of that. Plucked from the fucking nest of luck, mate.
Manifestation thing.
I just thought it was funny because I probably believed it.
No, because I was saying, like, do you know when I was younger? Like, even out before this, like, when I was, like...
What?
Can what, them two having a little...
No. Just talking about manifestation. BM does it, but for money.
Does he?
About money, he manifests and coming into money.
Yeah, and then gets loads on premium bonds.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, obvious disclaimer, you know, we're all equal. I don't think I'm better than anyone, even though I did in year 8 think that. No, but like...
You've grown up from year 8 itself.
No, yeah, it was just a dickhead thing.
When I was really young, I must have been about 11, 12, when I started getting to music a little bit, do you know what I mean? Like Nirvana and stuff like that. And I used to, me and Alison Welsh, used to put my TV on like a white noise channel and pretend it was a crowd. And pretend we're in a band.
It's creative, that.
Mad that, innit? I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, it's weird that.
Mm.
And I was thinking about, like, all the times that I always wanted to be in a band and I got a guitar and I was just so shit and just thought, fuck that.
Chantry.
Can't be arsed at that. Do you know what I mean? And then obviously got...
Oh, that video of you, like, just being cool with a tambourine is mint, you know? We need to get that.
My old band.
We'll find that.
Yeah, it is awful. I mean, I had a fucking good time. But yeah, that's when I've sort of always wanted to be in a band. And then obviously when I met you and you're very talented and your old band, I was like, oh, come on, I can't be in the band. And I tried to help out, didn't I? And like,
big fan,
tried to like help manage.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? I never wanted to be in a band, I wouldn't say.
Even when we started this, you didn't really...
I don't know, I was more into football when I was younger.
Yeah, you were, weren't you?
I still loved
football crazy.
Chocolate Mud. No, but then I got into like, I was in the plays at school, so there was like a little acting phase, and then I was like, oh, and then I was making films, wanna. So I kind of always thought making films would be the thing that I got into. The writing tunes was like a hobby on the side.
I was speaking to Neil Summers about the films the other day.
Is that why you were trying to find them?
Yeah, you can't find them.
Would you ever, are you about yours?
Would I ever what? Were you gonna
I was just going to, are we talking, what films are you talking about here?
Tom's films.
Oh, right. Would you ever like, just release any of that into existence?
I don't know. Maybe one day I would. I don't know. I've got them on an hard drive, so I need to go
Slow news day. Yeah. Get them out.
If you've got them on hard drive,
we should have a day where we just watch them for a while.
Yeah, that's class.
But yeah, that's why I didn't think, I'm not really a big far ahead thinker, I wouldn't say.
When was the moment, because I
when we started this band, I thought, okay, it feels different and good. Yeah. This weird, but even when I was in my other band, like I was like, you were doing it, but I wasn't like obsessed the way I was when we started this band.
Yeah, because I remember when I
enjoyed doing it and I loved writing tunes, but I also loved making films as like equally.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because I remember when I started the old band with Charlie, I remember saying to Chaz like, what do you reckon? Do you reckon we're good enough to do anything? And Chaz went, we might get one tour. Bobby Franks. You know what I mean, when we started this band,
all right, yeah.
But it did
feel different, didn't it? What about you? Because you've always been like,
I've always. Like, I suppose you, I've always wanted it.
I suppose your uncle John as well. Sort of helped propel that.
My dad mainly. Yeah. I've always wanted to play music for a living, but I think when you get together with like-minded people and your mates, you want it even more, then don't you?
Mm.
And it's working. What was I going to say?
Yeah. What was the moment though? Was there ever a moment, like, you remember, like I remember sitting there putting the TV on that thinking, oh, I'd love to be in a band. Miles remembers walking through being, I'm better than everyone else.
That wasn't even relevant to, it wasn't even a band.
No, I get
it
that.
Was just summer.
Yeah, no,
I don't know, I remember being, I remember just like, maybe I thought, I don't know. I don't know if I ever realistically thought it. I knew once I started playing gigs, I liked it. I felt like this is an extension of my personality where I can come out my shell a bit because I'm pretty shy, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You were very, very shy as well when you were younger.
It was a way to fucking meet people and like they had come to you and talk to you basically because I'm never going to go up to anyone.
Cheat code.
So being in the band and being the singer was just like, okay, now people come and speak to you after the gig.
Yeah.
So there was, looking back, I don't really think I've realised that at the time.
There must have been a moment when you were like, because looking back, like when I was looking around, or I thought about that the other day, and I thought, fucking hell, actually, Tom always had like, you had like a keyboard in your room and that, and always messed about musically when you were younger.
Yeah,
you
it was
didn't
always
think
there.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was pretty
I
young.
Did that. Miles, you always messing around music, like me and you, like gorillas and shit like that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
then he's like, you obviously messed around with music a lot.
Everybody
yeah,
messes
always
around.
Stuff in the house.
Josh, do you know what I mean? Obviously. So I was thinking, when was the time when you thought, or is there? There might not even be one.
But I don't think, I don't think realistically
you can think about where you go, that was the moment I thought I really, really want to be in a band. Do you know what I mean?
It was probably at school, you know, like, because I used to play with that teacher, didn't I?
Yeah.
Rigol. Mr. Rigol used to play the piano and the guitar, and I just felt like part of something. I was like, this is fucking mint, this is what I want. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's what I liked the mentality of like, you had your little gang, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, camaraderie.
Do you know, going back to what you're saying
everyone
about...
everyone was into sport at the time.
I was going to say, going back to something about your music class, in Offie, in my year, or even the other years, I noticed music was kind of just a like, just fuck about lesson.
Mm. Yeah.
And no one took it seriously. Even the people who took it at like GCSE, they just were not sitting on the phone. But like for hours, I was always fucking well into it. And there's always a couple of heads that were knocking about, but...
See, I fucked about in music.
Did you?
Yeah, like...
Right.
Because obviously, I was in a band with like Kyle, who was a year younger. So we never like... You know, like you go to the music in the Octagon, it was called, and make music there. I never did that.
No. 70s.
I didn't learn anything from it. I fucked about just playing stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I learned how to play guitar in that though.
Hayley Quinn
taught me how to play guitar because I only played keyboard up until that point.
Mm.
But yeah, it's what... I know what you mean. It is mad.
Yeah.
It was a weird one at our school because...
Mm. Oh, what year was that then?
Year 8 maybe?
Year 8 is the same, year same, eight's when same I started as Miles' selfish year.
To be fair though, you're saying year 8 when I started him. I started learning piano in year 8. So we're all the same age really of like...
I suppose that's the time you actually start thinking about...
Hobbies and
school. What you want to do when you're old.
I didn't think about it as what I want to do.
No, but I mean...
It was just a... And also I used to get out of the lessons with it. So I could just say in science, I've got a music lesson and just fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was in our school hall, if you can picture like a typical like pre-war school hall, the stages in the front, everyone used to have lunch in the hall, didn't they, at Curzon?
Upgraded a bit by the time I was.
And to the left of the stage, that was where the grand piano was, and there was a bass amp like built into the units, and all the band used to play there, and I used to just tinkle on the bass and the guitar at lunchtime. And when all the people were having the lunch, they just used to come up and say, "Can you play this? Can you play that?" And it became like
session.
It became like a bit of a thing.
I remember doing this.
Like being like that person that I...
Remembered something really fucking weird. I was playing piano. I had like there's a little room in the music room.
We crossed paths at one time.
Maybe. I was one of those annoying kids that just followed people around. I just followed them and was just like...
The grip.
That's probably that. Probably did not either. But I remember playing piano in like this little room at lunch times. And these two guys came and they were a bit weird. This guy came up to me and went, "Don't want to put a drumstick up my ass." and he got a drumstick and said, "I'll put it up my ass," and I just went, "No," and walked off. How weird is that?
Who was it?
Some fucking weird cunt. So weird, like year 10.
Oh, we're just ass. We're just ass.
Josh, was it the invention of the wax cylinder that made you walk into music? Or?
please take one. No, so School of Rock came out when I was six. So
weirdly, I knew you around the time we're talking about now. Well, for us in like year eight, I knew you then. So like I remember you coming up to me playing. You taught me how to play Wonderwall and guitar.
Yeah, well, because I started playing guitar when I was about 10. We got a drum kit when I was six, off the back of watching School of Rock, because that came out. Yeah, I was six in 2003. So that came out, I was like, "Oh, this is cool." And then, but I just wanted to play. I used to play, like, my dad, there's a piano in the back room and I have the drum kit set, so we play together. And then I think I started playing guitar, and then, like, at school you meet people and you start playing with them, like in the Octagon, for example. Yeah. And then you start learning, like, Arctic Monkeys tunes and everything, hence...
Then you start a band.
That's when I was like, it'd be cool to be able to do this with other people.
Yeah.
And then me and Tommy started writing tunes, and then obviously then you just end up playing. And then, but it was rapid from that idea to then joining this band, because that was like a year after.
Oh, so it was quite late where you actually thought, "Oh, I want to do this." Like,
I always wanted to. Yeah. Music was always the thing, but I didn't know what format that was going to be in. Do you know what I mean?
But you hadn't been in a band long before you joined this band. You've been in your band a year, where I've been in like my other band for like four years.
I hadn't been in a band that long, really, have I?
So yeah, so it was literally when you...
You'd been loads of bands, hadn't you?
Yeah.
Chaz.
I'd messed around with a few people.
Excuse me?
What about you?
Just the one. I was just going back to, obviously, just like a serious answer about thinking about, "Oh, would you ever do, like, be in a band or whatever when you grow up and shit?" But I never like thought of that. I just remember... the feeling of jamming in a room with people once it had gone after I fucking left my other band, because I just fucked about and just kind of just, I think I got kicked out in the end because I'd never showed up to rehearsals and I was just going out and getting pissed and shit. So they were just like, "Fuck off." And they went to uni and I was like a couple of years younger. But I remember playing with yous and I was like, there's a certain, like, sounds lame, but there's a certain feeling.
It's the chemistry,
If you've not done it for years, you've never done it before, and you're actually, like, playing a band.
I remember that.
There's an actual feeling of just, like, buzzing.
Yeah. I still get it now, though.
But I think it's probably even more heightened for me as, like, a songwriter. Because when you hear, like, your songs that you've written, and then you hear other people playing it and make it come to life. Because I've had that before, Anna, with my other band.
Of course,
but it wasn't the same, do you know what I mean? Whereas then, as soon as we did that first rehearsal, I was like...
It clicked.
What? This is fucking mad. Yeah. Like, it's what I mean? It feels mint. You're like, wow.
It's like people's tiny, tiny, like, micro adaptations of what you're doing or what you imagine, then someone does something slightly different.
It really brings it to life,
doesn't it?
It exists as this, like, small thing, and then you go... Five people go bang on it.
Do you know what?
Shit.
Moral of the story, just join a band if you can, because I reckon these days, you know, because you can play a lot on your own. You don't.
I was watching this person speaking, and they were saying, like, because like Garage Band and how like it heightened it is now, people who write tunes.
Oh, yeah. Don't need
either
to,
one. Not they're not impatient. Impatient's probably the wrong word, but they go, oh yeah, and get it down there, and they put the idea in there, and that's it. You're married to that. So then when they get other people there, they don't go, oh, play this, or they don't have, this is like the that, song, yeah. This is it. Or they put it out there straight away and go, I'm writing songs, this is it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, is it gonna die? Our band's gonna die out, that natural form, because people aren't, do you know what I mean, doing it, going, oh, this is a tune, don't do anything, go in the room with your band and go, this is the song that we've got. Do you know what I mean? And like,
do you think that's maybe because you thinking can do too much of, oh, like, is that taking it too seriously? That
no,
I don't know.
Well, I think, but I think you could argue the other way. It take you too seriously, multi-tracking it yourself on GarageBand.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. Yeah, is that taking it too far?
I remember even things
I think
I think it depends on what you are like. Because if I look back, I've always layered stuff up.
Yeah.
But in a really rogue way. Like I used to do it on Sony Vegas. You know what I mean? Like. It was unreleasable stuff, and I'd always like layer my ideas down. But obviously, then once you, so when I, in between my old band and like us, I'd layered more stuff down. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And then once you find people to do it with, you just stop late. You just be like, oh, just wait till I see them.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like, but you did that, like you said, you did it in Rogue, it's probably out, but now you can do it on your phone.
Yeah, it's weird.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm saying, like, would, and I can't speak for it. I'm not saying it's true, but I'm saying, would the impetus to even start a band be there now?
Maybe not for some. Do you know what I mean? I think there'll be a lot more multi-instrumentalists who can get further than we ever could.
I just find it interesting. I find it interesting, like.
But I think there'll still be people in bands who need each other.
There's not many bands like us. You've like literally just mates. Do you know what I mean?
Join
like,
a band.
From school
I've
before.
Not even mentioned like, I used to reply to like ads on Gumtree before, way before like we was a band.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I remember you saying, yeah,
isn't our keyboard ad still on there? Is it in the sense that we need a keyboard player?
You know, like, singer, bass player wanted in this band, and I'd go and meet the people for these bands.
Yeah, I can't imagine doing that.
Auditions.
And this is when I'm like 17, 18, whatever. And I'd go and meet like two or three random lads in a pub and suss out the vibe straight away. But I met this band in Didsbury. It was like a math rock outfit. I was like, you know the vibe straight away, don't you?
Yeah.
One of the guys was making models out of fucking blue tack, and the other guy was just like staring through my soul, and I just went, nah.
That's why I didn't join my band then.
That's how we met.
But seriously, yeah.
That's how we met.
Do you think that'll ever die out?
It's just people, innit?
But me and you met.
Nothing wrong with making models out of blue tack, by the way.
Me and you met like that though, because
we met in the Woodstock in Didsbury.
That's but even though we were sort of loosely connected anyway, but we met in the pub because obviously I was in a band with Farley and that, our old man.
Did Farley know you?
Yeah.
Or was it, again, was it a loose?
How did Farley know me?
I don't know. Farley knew you and knew you were mint on bass.
How do you know me?
And then he said, because he was like, I'm going to start a band. And he was like, I need a drummer. I was like, I'll play for you for a bit, but I'm not
going to
go. I
met him through a friend, I think. And then I went round his house one night because he lived on Winifred Road, didn't he? And we ended up singing together at his house in his bedroom, his mum and dad's house. Then we went into town and had a night out. And then took it from there.
But yeah, I remember meeting you like, in the pub, being like
Andy Denny. That's who I met Farley through. Andy Denny.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because Denny
like,
worked.
I've got this mate who plays guitar. He's called James
Denny,
Farley.
Denny worked at the Armour Lodge, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Because then obviously I met you like. But then obviously, like you said, we had so many connections. Anyway, I find it weird how we only met.
Having lived so close for
that
amount of time.
Yeah, and even how many of our mates intertwine, like Joe Light and things like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, weird that we never met till that point, but.
So the moral of the story is, if you can join a band, if you can't, don't.
What would you do? What would you do? What would you do?
It's an hypothetical one.
What would you do?
Hypothetical.
Thank you.
You've got...
I'll do that one first, Sam. I've only got two.
Good.
Thank God.
You get $100,000 automatically... But your last text message will be broadcast all over the world.
Oh dear.
What did you write in your last message?
You know what?
I'll go first.
I'm gonna go on it now.
So my last message actually was to Chris Taylor because I thought I lost the GoPro batteries. And I texted him this morning saying, have you got my got our GoPro? And he replied saying, I'll have a look for it. But I found it in the GoPro. So the last thing I said was, oh, we found it. It was in one of the cameras. Nice one, though.
I mean, this
so
is
you've
shit.
Got how much money have you got now? Then
100 grand, yeah. Because broadcast that.
Mine's dead. Mine's like, no, I'm about this week. Seedling.
Is that nice. to Sophia?
Sophia, yeah, with a load of kisses.
I see you scrolling a lot there, Charlie. Are you sure this is your last message?
Yeah. My last iMessage.
Yeah.
Ours is the same.
Yeah, ours
is it okay?
I was...
Sorry, can't talk right now.
I was responding to Chaz's. He said that he's just had two coffees, and I said, ha, 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 ha. So that'd be my last...
The context is, he's at Bespoke.
In Heaton Moor.
Which is a coffee place. And I put, no, Tyler, just had two. And he's put, ha, 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 ha.
Just laughed at the idea of him having two coffees.
And then having a third.
What's yours?
Henry the third.
Mine was...
Henry.
Mine is to the guy from the Savoy in
cinema
in Heaton Moor, because we're arranging to go and watch a film together, aren't we?
From one Savoy to another.
And it's my text to him. He said, yeah, of course, what time works for you guys? And I said, let me check with everyone and get back ASAP.
So we've all just got 100K.
Just 100 grand, yeah.
In dollars.
It went well, that.
Yeah, it could have gone a lot worse.
I mean, I think I'd always take that option, but I never...
Yeah, I would as well.
I'm so boring
on text.
Depends
on slagging off at the time, do you know what I mean?
I'm so boring on text. I mean, I'd never slagging off on text, I wouldn't say to the face anyway, so...
Well, I'm glad that we've all got half a fucking mil in it.
We've not got half a mil, we've got 100 grand
each. Miles, but it's combined.
Someone's got a hypothetical look for you.
Ooh.
Good to know. You can know. It's all right, come on. What is it? You read out.
Fuck you, man.
Should we wait for the fan bit and do that?
Yeah, no, yeah. But, no, but that, I like this. Right, I like the merging.
Right,
is it from Chaz?
I've got another one after that as well, and then we'll move to fan bit.
Harrison.
Come on.
Strong name.
Hector.
Give it to me.
G'day from your biggest fans in Australia.
Wow.
Quite a lot of them recently.
It's the same family, isn't it?
Just been watching Come Dine With Me UK, and your track Charlemagne was the background music.
And that's what it's come to.
Go on. Got us thinking, would any of you ever go on Celebrity Come Dine With Me? What menu would you serve? And the big question, would you lie and say you had made the bread or pastry yourself to win the £1,000 for charity?
That's just a question, that, isn't it?
I'd definitely lie about it.
Kind of a hypothetical.
Yeah, I mean, what would you go on? What would you do? What would you do? Innit? What would you cook?
What would I cook?
Yeah.
I've been enjoying arancini recently. I did something else.
You got a special name for it?
Just arancini, but with two eyes at the end. I'm a genie. But
That's a dash. Podcast name, isn't
Arancini,
it?
I'm a genie.
Just that.
That's quite... What, did Chris Pearce do the word association?
Yeah.
British Junko.
I fucking love that, you know.
I'm a genie. Continue.
I'm a genie, arancini.
Anyone else?
Josh, what would you cook?
Oh, God.
If you've not got a go-to dish, you always cook.
No, not at the minute. I'm cooking all sorts.
Cooking vibes.
Chaz?
This is mad, actually, because I woke up this morning. Do you know when you really need the loo in the middle of the night?
Mm. Piss or shit.
Piss, sorry.
It's true. It's good thought.
Pesh. And
I
must have been dreaming about Mrs. Doubtfire.
Right.
You know that scene where she makes tea for the family, doesn't she?
Right.
But she burns it and spills everything everywhere. So she gets a takeaway in, doesn't she? And makes it out like she's...
Yeah.
And then she says, dinner is served. And like, lights the candles. Probably do that.
Right.
Although I'm very much into me cooking.
I was going to say, you like cooking and things. What would you cook, though, off the top of your head? Like, have you got a go-to dish? Can be shit or good as anything that you go to all the time that you cook. Like, you know, you wake up, you've not got the tea in yet. You're not thinking, like, we'll just have that. Do you know what I mean? One you always cook and always make.
No, I think if it was doing Come Down With Me, I'd do...
You want it to be a good one.
I'd do like a boss Sunday roast.
That's a good
change. Yeah. That.
Sorry.
Sunday roast is a really... You never see that on Kunda. I don't think I've ever seen that on it as well, either. Sunday roast is a belter.
I'd have karaoke after as well.
Oh, yeah.
What, the entertainment?
Mm.
Go on, Tom, what would you do?
I like doing a roast. I'd do a fucking boss ragu or something.
Yeah, I'd probably do a pasta dish.
Yeah.
And I think that bread bit, actually make the bread.
Dave Lamb narration.
Instead,
because sometimes people, you know what I mean? Because
people blag it.
People blag it and go like, or like, you know, people sit down when they're eating and go, did you make the meringue yourself? And they're like, no, I just bought it.
Josh, what's the Dr. Edgar in the oven?
How funny is that Come Down With Me where the guy kicks off? Well done, you. Or
you've
like.
Got the money. Oh, it's genius.
Well done, Jane.
Go on, Maz. Yeah. What's yours?
We'll save that for next week.
I'll probably do a pasta.
Yeah?
Pasta. But do you know what? I really like making a shepherd's pie.
I'm making a ragu tonight, actually. I've got the meat in the fridge.
Oh, lovely. Boss.
And I've actually got some beef livers. to go in it because I was charmed after going to Strakers. Mm, charmed. They had livers in the duck, so I thought, why not?
Why not?
So I'll let you know how it goes. This is the band bit. This
is the band bit. I'll kick off.
Thumbs at the ready.
I'll kick off.
Got it.
This is from Avery Madison.
And what a strong name.
The not caption. What is it called? Caption?
Subject.
Subject. Fucking weird that. I forgot that. Opinions on freezing Haribos.
What is that? That sounds great.
So it says, hi, Tom, Josh, Joe, Miles, and my boyfriend is... Just miss out Charlie there.
Sweet.
Yes.
My boyfriend is a huge fan of yours and he's gotten me really into your music recently. I adore all of the cool like you, specifically.
At least someone does.
Your least favourite album, innit? But yeah, there we go. We've had a long-standing dispute over one issue, freezing stuff. I have an admittedly odd habit. That's quite hard to say. Yeah.
Admittedly, I'd have it.
Yeah, so you nearly fucked up there.
So then you.
No, yeah. Of freezing stuff, specifically Haribos and cookies out of the co-op cookies. Bakery. Please weigh in on this.
Together.
And ideally, side with me.
Do you mean like... I need more context. Cookies... Oh, they're going to go off shelf, like freeze them, defrost them, whatever. Haribos, don't understand.
You could use them as like ice, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or is she using them as like a hard sweet?
That'd be good, like vodka or something. Maybe. I think that is a drink, like vodka.
I've got into once. I really like frozen grapes.
Yeah, that's a thing, you know.
Frozen fruit and
really nice frozen grapes. Really nice texture. It turns like a slushy vibe.
Mm. I like the idea of Haribo, though, myself.
I think I presume it could be to go in a drink or... just to have as like a hard
a textural debate
to suck on the sweet.
Haribo ice cubes is quite a good vibe
because if you had like a love art frozen you put it in your mouth it would start to slowly
true yeah
and it, you'd probably get a long you can get, you can experience get,
why don't we try it next week.
You can get freeze dried sweets, can't you? That's a massive thing at the moment. It's all over
freeze dried coffee,
like. Well, it's a lot of, you put them in cocktails as well, obviously having the bar and that. We've had discussions about what could you freeze, you know, basically.
Well, now
what
you
can
know.
You freeze. This can be a shout. Has anyone got any suggestions what we could freeze to put in stuff?
Oh, what, for a cocktail?
Yeah.
Freeze me.
Aren't you already?
What's that?
That's how you've lasted this long, innit?
You just keep me in here and turn the AC down. Fucking warm me up.
Josh, get back in the chamber.
Like Austin Powers.
Yeah. Like, what's his face? In the... What? It's not Skywalker, is it? Han Solo. Bloody hell.
I used to love that bit in Star Wars.
Such a good scene, that, innit?
Han Solo in D minor. Sorry, that was crap.
Any others?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No, you go first, Josh.
I was just going to say there's a funny one that came through.
Should we wait for Miles, or?
It's just a filler, anyway. Hi, I looked at your website after finding your information, blossomspodcast@gmail.com, on Google. Your website can appear on Google's first page, brackets, Yahoo, Bing, etc. Could I email you a web report, proposal, or quote? I'm grateful.
Oh, so what, they're trying to get us up the...
Do you want fair play? Someone's trying to...
get us to number one on the
I don't know if it was like a bot thing, but fair play if it is a real one. And if so, thank you, Tracy.
That's it, Miles. You hear that, then? Someone's trying to say they can put our website...
Bump us on Google so we're higher up.
All right.
Anyway.
It's quite you, that, isn't it?
What, Google?
Yeah.
Google Kellogg.
Yeah, okay.
Chaz, what did you say?
Yeah, Tom, do you read one out? I've just picked a random one here.
So this is from Jay. It says, Honey Sweet Porsche 944s, 44S. Hey, peeps. I wrote to your Instagram a year ago inquiring about the car collector used for the Porsches in the Honey Sweet music video. I've been trying to track down my dad's car for years and came across it in Honey Sweet when my Spotify subscription expired. I don't get the relation to that.
So that's mad. So he's trying to find his dad's old car, and his dad's old car is in our music video.
It's the 944S at 1 minute 32 seconds. VOF 944S is the reg.
Fuck.
My dad sold it to a childhood friend's dad who sold it onto a collector before he passed away, my friend's dad. I've been chasing down this car for years and came across this email address on the podcast videos earlier today. Is there any way you could put me in touch with who supplied the cars or the video director? Well, the video director's us.
Yeah.
Is there any way you could put me in touch with who supplied the cars or the video director? I'm not in the best relationship right now with my family while I'm transitioning, and hopefully it'd be the hopefully it would mean the world to be able to get in touch with who owns my dad's car and work towards owning it someday. JM21.
Fucking hell. Be interested if we could find it. Trace it down.
Well, we've got the reg plate. Did you say you can search the reg plate?
So that video, just for everyone, we directed it. So the car, we didn't use like a car collector.
We reached out to individual people.
We said, has any fans got any vintage cars we want to have in the
so
video?
I'm confused as to what this person's sending in.
Right, this person
wants to get the car.
So this person's dad had a car when they were younger. And he sold it, and they want to try and find that car.
So they've wondered, where's the car? So they'll have gone on. I imagine they've gone on like Auto Trader, elsewhere, going vintage Porsche 944.
And then by fluke that it's in our video.
They've watched our video and gone, that's the one.
It's been taxed, so the tax runs out in May 2024, but it's not been MOT'd.
So it's not on the road.
Doesn't need to be MOT'd though.
No, tax exempt. You can't be exempt from an MOT.
Yeah, you can.
You can't, can you?
Yeah, my MG's MOT exempt.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have to. My MG's not MOT'd.
So maybe it's exempt. Mm. This is like however many years ago, 2017.
Yeah.
Asking people to bring the things. Mm. So it's whether you can somehow go on
I'll
that
try and
thread.
Go through the messages,
We'll have a look off camera, so we're not just like, you know what I mean, throwing loads of fucking personal details about who owns a car on it.
Not to do it now.
So no, it's and then we'll
if we make any progress.
Keep your eyes and ears open.
Keep your eyes and ears peeled.
We will
on
find
it.
The car.
That's interesting.
We will
that,
find.
Though. I like the idea of hunting down.
We
this car
find any car.com. Right, last one now because I want to fucking.
I need to go
home.
Really? Right. I want to go home.
Come on. I need to fucking do this, don't I?
Debbie Hazel. Can you recall... Oh, this is from Deb, the dog groomer. I don't need a good dog groomer. I've got a good one, but good dog groomers. I love them. Mm. I'd like to be a dog groomer, I reckon, you know. Or a dog walker.
Just loving dogs.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? If I had to do a new job. Can you recall the moment individually and or as a band... when you realise you go full time with Blossoms and make a living from it, and how did that feel? May not want to read out the next bit out loud. Oh, here we go. We have thought about a competition for VIP tickets for Wivenshaw. Have you thought about a competition for VIP tickets for Wivenshaw? It's weird that, because it sort of goes into what we were saying before about starting a band and stuff, but...
I think it happens slowly over time. It's not... I think with what happened... Again, everyone's will be a different experience, won't it, being in a band. Some bands... I can draw examples, won't name them, but you start a band and say we make a demo, put it online, and a massive hype in the record industry begins about the band, and then they get a record deal from, say, Virgin, Polydor, etc. They give them X amount of money and then they can live off that money. So that would be the moment that most people go.
It's a good documentary on Channel 4 about it. It's not really, do you know what I mean?
BBC One, I think.
BBC One, but that's, I don't know if it's still out there, but if... That's a really that's a good insight into it as well. If you want what Tom's explaining there, like a massive hype.
So most times it's when you get a record deal, so then they give you money to live.
You're propelled, aren't you?
With us, no one wanted to sign us for like 2.5 years after starting the band. So we started the band. We got good management about a year in. We got a booking agent the same time as the management, but that doesn't equal making money.
No.
So they just can open doors. And they got us on bigger gigs and stuff, and then you get fees to cover your petrol and stuff. So
our manager actively put money in.
Yeah, manager Conrad actually invested in us and helped us, you know, pay for our food on the road, etc. So we didn't. Again, probably when we got a record deal was the moment where the actual relief. I think we'd done the odd gig here and there where I remember we played Night and Day on New Year's Eve, and we maybe got a couple of £100 each, and we thought, wow. But again. Then you go 6 months without making any money again. So it wasn't like, it wasn't until we got a record deal where we set up a wage, was it?
Yeah.
Then we started giving ourselves a wage per month after we got a record deal. And it was a really low wage. But for people's context, we started the band in January 2013 and we started getting a wage on a record deal in September 2015. So that's almost... Well, it's longer than 2 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's 2.5 years before we made any, before we started getting
money. There was
money.
That awkward in between time of where we didn't have enough time to work part time, but then we didn't have any fucking money from earning the gigs.
That's when Comrade had to...
Yeah, that was probably about a year, really.
Yeah, because that's what we're saying.
A full 12 months where we were just like, no income. So it was weird.
Right, you're going on tour, supporting X, Y, Z. You're doing your toilet tour, but you make no money.
Yeah.
So that was that's the bit where you're like...
And
that means you can't work as well at home because we were away on the road so much. So we all had to leave our part-time jobs.
Yeah, even after that, there's a weird time. Like even when we had like the number one, the first album and stuff, you're putting so much money back into the band to like try and spread the word and go out everywhere. It's not like, money's a weird one in music industry. It's not, I mean, there's not as much money as you think.
Might have changed.
Anyway.
It's probably changed again because we're talking nearly 10 years-ish.
Yeah.
Eight years. When was it? 2016 was 8 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Different again, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
It's interesting. But I thought that was quite, sort of links into that.
Or links out.
Right, I need a wee. Let's fuck off.
See you guys.
Right, so if you want to fucking speak to us, send your email to... See you later.
Bye!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.